Rebecca, tell me how you think it all went today. What did you experience as the coffin went past?
Well, the protests. I'm really glad that the protests went ahead, and that a lot of people came out to show that they do not want this state-funded funeral. And I think it went very well. But the clapping, the booing, perfectly illustrated what an extremely divisive politician Margaret Thatcher was, and it showed that this type of ceremonial funeral was not appropriate for such a controversial and divisive Prime Minister. She was.
Could you see the actual coffin from where you were standing?
No, I was in the middle of the crowd. It was very, very thick and dense. I was right in the middle of the crowd, and I'm quite short, so no, I couldn't see very much, and I saw everyone else turning their back, so I knew it was the right moment to turn my back, and I turned my back, and I decided to remain silent. I didn't join in with the shouting and the booing, because I'd already chosen that I wanted to quietly reflect on and pay my respects to the people who suffered under Margaret Thatcher and her policies.
Some people did boo. There were a few jeers and stuff. What did you think about that?
I think people are entitled to make whatever protest they want to, as long as it's peaceful. People feel very angry. I'm not surprised that there was booing and cheering. It's not the way that I wanted to protest, but I'm not surprised in the least. That's the thing about Margaret Thatcher. She brings out extremely strong emotions and feelings from people. So she's extremely divisive and controversial politician. So it's not right that we have this type of funeral for someone who's so divisive. I think Winston Churchill deserved this kind of funeral because he united the nation, but someone like Thatcher doesn't deserve this type of ceremonial funeral, which indicates that we're all united in our grief. We're not.
Well, clearly we're not. Object to you and your divisive views.
United. I respect your views, but you have to acknowledge that there are a lot of people that don't agree with you. You have to acknowledge that.
Yeah, a lot of people agree with. It's the silent majority that agree with me, actually. Thank you.